Hey guys, welcome back to Love in Dubai Show, part of the Augustus Media Podcast Network. What a weekend we had for you in Dubai. We spoke about that along with the woman who fatally punched her husband for not celebrating her birthday in Dubai.
Tune in to all the other amazing stories that we have for you today. And if you're loving the show, which we hope you are, remember to hit the like and subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love in Dubai show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. It is Monday morning. We're so excited to kickstart the week after what a weekend. Our top story for you today, an Emirati businessman donates multiple ambulances to Gaza.
We have the lowdown on the celebs soaking up the atmosphere at the Abu Dhabi GP this weekend.
His Highness Sheikh Hamdan, who you can see behind me, ran with Team Angel Wolf at Dubai Run.
And a woman fatally punched her husband for not celebrating a birthday in Dubai.
We're also talking about Baseball United, which landed in the UAE for the first time. But first of all, it is Monday morning and a big welcome to Amy Jones
Thanks.
For joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks. Good to be here. I don't think I've actually been, I've only done one show with you.
No, we did one here, we did one in the old studio, because you had that famous scooter story.
Oh yeah. No, but I wasn't like presenting it with you. I just like came on to tell you about my scootering.
No way.
Yeah, I literally just came
on.
How
did that even, who let that happen?
It's because I remember the story really clearly, because it was when JLT ended up having their, all the new like scooter paths.
Yeah.
And then I have a scooter. Well, I did until I had to like retire it because I'm a bit of a liability on a scooter.
As we heard that morning.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, that was the first time I came on. And then I'm surprised that I was allowed on after that, to be fair.
She's back today, and I think every single person has woken up absolutely wrecked after the weekend. How big was this weekend? Were you out and about celebrating?
I was, but I didn't head down to Abu Dhabi, and I'm gutted, to be honest.
Yeah.
I had major FOMO, and it's actually upsetting that I've never had FOMO quite as big as I had today.
Same. And I think when you see the videos of everyone down at F1, you do get that. I got the same. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But first of all, we just want to give a great big shout out to Ghani Suleiman. He's a local legend, a hero, because yesterday, while we were sleeping, he completed 30 Ironmans after 30 days. So 30 Ironmans
consecutively. That's wild. That is wild. I can't even think about doing one Ironman, let alone... like 30 in 30 days. Like, he must be knackered.
Yeah. I think the wording was he might be a bit fragile, but it's still come down because a lot of people came and joined him for the last
run. That's so nice. I think definitely when you're doing something like that, having that support is just so great, and it really makes a difference. Like, keeps you geared up. I've got here, so an Ironman is 3.9 kilometre swim, 180 kilometre bike ride, and a marathon. Yeah. 42.2 kilometre run. Doing that 30 times. Oh, wow.
He is an endurance athlete, so we've spoken about it before, that he's been kind of building up to this.
I mean, you'd have to. It's not like you could turn around and be like, right, I'm going to run an Ironman.
So true, but even a couple of years ago, he couldn't swim. So he learned how to swim.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, and then he did 30 ultra marathons in 30 days. That was one of his biggies. And then this is just beyond the capabilities of any, I guess, regular human. I think he must be superhuman.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, fair enough, like, it's the physical endurance, but the mental endurance to do it. I struggle to get up in the morning to go to the gym. I mean, I don't do it most of the time, but like to get...
thought process of going to the gym is just so mentally challenging.
I know. But like to be able to do that and then just mentally, when you're tired, if your muscles hurt, and like you just, it's just the mental endurance. And I just, anybody that can do anything like that, like hats off to them. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. And I think so you have the mental challenges, and then it's the sleep deprivation, because the reality is an Ironman takes, Ghani hopefully is going to come on the show and tell us about it, but between what, 9 and 10 hours for...
I think that's 9 and 12... Well, I reckon, between 10 and 12. If you're doing it for 30 days, I reckon, like, the last ones would have taken him, like, 10 to 13 hours.
So every waking moment of his day was essentially exercising. And therefore, you actually need to spread it out. So he took bigger breaks. He even, during the runs, he actually stopped for little power naps at some points.
I mean, you're going to have to, aren't you?
You would. So, essentially, he was getting only a couple of hours sleep. We're talking 2 and 3 hours before he would get up to pray and kickstart. And also, when he started this, it was still hot outside. Anyway, Ghani Suleiman, you are an absolute legend. We are so proud of you. And I mean, hats off.
Yeah, absolutely incredible feat. I definitely couldn't do it. But well done, you.
And also, well done to everyone who got up for Dubai Run this weekend. And to our top story today, hats off to Emirati businessman who donates multiple ambulances to Gaza. Prominent Emirati businessman Khalif Al-Habtour announced his significant donation on X. He tweeted, "I donated a number of ambulances equipped with the latest medical technology to contribute to improving the health situation in the sector and to support those injured by the Israeli aggression."
Fantastic. In latest developments and under the directive of President His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the UAE is continuing its humanitarian aid drive to support the Palestinian people. As 10 Emirates Red Crescent trucks crossed into Gaza carrying food aid on Sunday night. As part of Operation Gallant Night 3, the aid contains 16,520 food parcels weighing 247.8 tons.
Both deliveries are a reflection of the UAE's established humanitarian approach in providing support and meeting the needs of civilians across various circumstances. The four-day pause, which you've seen in Gaza, is expected to end today. However, US President Joe Biden said he hoped the temporary truce between Israel and Hamas can go on as long as hostages are being released. Now, we'll have more on this stories later today, so do keep an eye on all Love and Dubai channels. Jumping into our next story, what a weekend it was down at Abu Dhabi F1. I certainly felt the FOMO here in Dubai.
Oh, it looked insane. And it wasn't just the locals, it was everybody enjoying it. Celebs were loving the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix this weekend. As the 15th edition of the Formula One Etihad Airways Abu Dhabi Grand Prix got underway, celebrities from around the world of sport, music, Hollywood, motor racing were spotted arriving at the paddock for the F1 season finale. It was a storm finish for Max Verstappen, and you had Hollywood superstars Jason Statham and Priyanka Chopra taking it all in at Yas Marina Circuit, soaking up the Abu Dhabi atmosphere.
You know, though, every time I look at people's stories, I'm thinking, how does everyone get this cool access? Because I saw so many people's stories seeing for the likes of Liam and Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, someone was nearby. I saw, wasn't it Sabine? She had a little selfie with Chris Hemsworth. I was like, oh,
unreal.
Shout out to Sabine who managed to get that.
And who even knew they were there? They were visiting Mercedes for the final race of 2023. Also, okay, along with Hemsworth brothers, there was the Man United and France defender, Patrice Evra was there. And Arina Shaikh was there. She was also at the Mercedes garage on race day at Yas Marina.
I know, I saw loads. I think I saw on some stories, like Naomi Campbell was there, Chef Nubu
was there.
Naomi
Campbell was there?
I know, I saw her getting some little snaps in. Oh, everybody was there.
It's so interesting because as it leads up, we know this is the final weekend of the season and it was a shoo-in already. We knew Max Verstappen was going to take it. So you never really know if you're going to get the crowds, get the buzz. But every year it does not disappoint. It is the weekend. You cannot get a hotel room for love nor money.
Everybody flocks to Abu Dhabi race weekend. And why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Shania Twain, I saw so many stories from their absolute FOMO.
I mean, she is queen. She is the queen. She kind of came in, she rocked it. The crowds are insane. Everybody was just, I mean, she is just, with her songs, everybody just knows them and everybody's just like pumped. You know, she really gets the music going. I love it.
So true. And then we
Big
had
Shania
Foo
Trade.
Fighters, yeah. Tiesto. It was just absolutely wild. But what's cool is that I think it just brings together such a mishmash of people.
Oh, completely, completely. And it's not just the paddocks. So Kanye West was also spotted in Abu Dhabi this weekend after he hit headlines for giving his shoes to the founder of Nobu, Chef Nobu and Matsuhisa. Atlantis the Royal. So Dubai also got a dose of Kanye this week when Ye was spotted chilling at the Atlantis the Royal. He's apparently shooting new tunes and Alula in Saudi, and he dropped into the iconic Nobu whilst partying with Chris Brown, Ty Dolla Sign, and last night he was performing in a club with Lil Durk and Ty Dolla Sign.
It was non-stop for Ye.
I mean, I feel like that was just a bit of a mouthful, that whole sentence then. Yeah, I mean, you know, this guy's getting around, isn't he?
Yeah, I think TMZ and Love and Dubai were the first to report that he was actually staying at Atlantis Royal because he was in town, I think maybe he was in Saudi 3 or 4 weeks ago for a big fight. But now it looks like he's actually in situ for a while he's shooting, as you said, in Al Ula, which is really cool. Then he was at a club, I think it was a Dubai club last night, playing some new tunes. So everyone who got in that door will just be
delighted. I mean, how cool is that? That you're just randomly in a club. Having said that, though, it's a Sunday night, you know. That's a bold move on a Sunday night.
I was out somewhere maybe two or three Sundays ago, and I kind of just said it was Bob Sinclair's playing at Verde. And I went, because I really wanted to see Bob Sinclair. No one was going to work on Monday morning. Like, I was like...
And you had to get up and do the show the next day.
Well, I left at a reasonable hour, but, like, people were just dressed ready. It's either people holidaying or maybe they have late starts. But you guys watching the show this morning, you're with us. You must be going to work today. So we all know what it's like to have to get up on a Monday morning. But a lot of people here, either they've got different hours, flexi hours, they're on holidays, or, you know...
Maybe they're just... Working from home.
Working from home. Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's amazing. I mean, why not? If you can do it. But I do forget, though, that there's so many people on holiday at the moment. Yeah, it's cute. Like, it's December time, November time.
I think the UAE, the season is the holiday. So as soon as it becomes cool enough to go outside without your glasses fogging up, we've got like 8 or 9 months of welcoming the whole world to the UAE. It doesn't matter what holiday is, what celebration. We give them a reason to come here and celebrate. And this weekend, by the way, in terms of celebrations, it was in fact the last weekend of Dubai Fitness Challenge.
I know, and people were like coming out in full force to celebrate, getting their fitness, getting their steps in, 30 minutes, 30 days.
And if you finish that, congratulations to you. And one of the peak events of the entire challenge, of course, is the Dubai Run, and this year was no different. His Highness Sheikh Hamdan ran with Team Angel Wolf and many more people because on Sunday morning, Dubai witnessed an extraordinary display of community as His Highness led more than 226,000 participants in the fifth edition of Dubai Run. You can see it here behind us. The visuals were absolutely amazing. The numbers were even greater than last year's. And it was so cool to see so many people take part. It's an early start, but why not get involved and run on Sheikh Zayed Road?
I mean, it was incredible. Even during the morning, everybody had their lights out and they're celebrating. So during the race, he received the Dubai Fitness Challenge flag from astronaut Dr. Sultan Anayadi, who carried it during his historic journey aboard the ISS, along with joining Team Angel joining Team Angel Wolf for a jog on Sheikh Zayed Road. The family who support the inclusion of people of disabilities in Spotted thanked the Crown Prince, saying, "Thank you, His Highness, for your kindness and energy in pushing Rio again, while running your own 10Ks today in Dubai Run. As a leader, you are a true role model of real community inclusion. Thank you."
And I think the whole event is, that's what it's about, because they have free fitness for across the month. And it is very much about inclusion because, you know, it says they're available across the city, free to attend classes. And then this is the culmination of it.
Oh, absolutely. And I think as well, what I love the most about the Dubai Run, forget the fact that you can like run down Sheikh Zayed Road, which is just cool anyway. But it's also like anybody can join. And I love that. I just think you're running with astronauts, you're running with royal family, but also you're just running with your kids and like different levels. And I think to get out there, I mean, look, it's absolutely phenomenal.
Jam-packed, 226,000 people in terms of percentage in the population. It's a big number.
That is
a
big number.
And as you said, it's a fun run. So you're not running for your PB, that's for sure. You're running for the experience. And to see in its fifth edition that the numbers keep rising, show the community spirit and the people wanting to get involved, which is just phenomenal. I cannot just believe how much happened this weekend. So keep your videos and stories coming through. And thank you for sharing with them with us throughout the weekend. They're so amazing to get so many, particularly from Dubai Run. We're jumping on to our next story, which is taking over headlines this morning. A woman fatally punched her husband for not celebrating her birthday in Dubai.
So a 36-year-old man has passed away after he was punched on the nose by his wife after he said he would not take her to Dubai for her birthday. The 36-year-old businessman who worked in the construction industry was married to his wife, 38-year-old Ranuka, and they lived in a well-to-do residential area, Prunes, where the incident took place on Friday.
A case, of course, has now been taken against Ranuka, who was reportedly upset for multiple reasons, including not being invited to Dubai to celebrate her birthday. Her husband apparently also refused to give her expensive gifts on her birthday and anniversary, and he also didn't want to take her to Delhi to visit some relatives. So first of all, condolences to the family on this massive, tragic loss. And secondly, violence is never the answer to see in a family situation. And the thing is, we may not have heard about this story unless the man had tragically passed away.
Well, yeah, exactly. I think any form of violence, whether or not it's against a man or a woman, is just, it's not acceptable. But what an extreme reaction.
What an extreme reaction, exactly.
But also, though, I'd say, I don't know whether or not, like, punching somebody, you would never expect somebody to actually die from it, which is incredibly tragic. Incredibly tragic. And it's just, what a loss of life, and also a loss of her life as well, because at the end of the day, you know, she'll be going to prison, so...
And she's just going to have to live with that for the rest of her life.
And those in her family. Doesn't bear thinking about. Yeah.
So no trip to Dubai for Ranuka. 8:45, we jump on to our last story. Baseball landed in the UAE for the first time. So Baseball United is the first professional baseball league in the Middle East and Southeast Asia. And the All-Star event happened in the region for the first time. It was a jam-packed weekend of baseball. It kicked off on Friday. So I was being introduced to baseball for the first time, and it's all about the fan fest at the beginning and then the pitch off, which happens in the evening. So people go, it's very much like a community event. You go for the drinks, you go for the music, you go for the vibe, and then you go to see some cool baseball.
Yeah. I mean, it's very much an American affair, right? Because, and I think Americans just do watching sport well. You know, they do, you know, whether or not it's like whether or not it's like football, whether it's baseball, whatever, you go, you have, what do they call it? Tailgating.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yes. And they tailgate, and it's like everybody's just having like barbecues out the side, like out the back of their like cars, and it's just a really cool vibe. And obviously you were there, the Love in Dubai had a little spot, and we, you know, thank you everybody, by the way, that came down and got on the, you know, got film, got, you know, got part of the challenges. I mean, Casey was making everybody do planks and squats.
My back
and
is broken. Because you have that competitive element, but however, there was people who were a lot more competitive than me. There was a girl in our stories who went hard in the squat challenge, and she was against, I think there was like, it was like a young boy, and the young boy's squat, right, was quite questionable. He's kind of doing like a vertical splits, more like, but who's going to tell a five-year-old boy that he's not squatting correctly? So
I feel like you could have.
We did try, but then you have the mob and everyone's cheering.
To be fair, though, I think just in the fact that the boy gave it a go. But I just, yeah, I mean, there was some very competitive. I mean, at one point they were doing a squat challenge, and it was, you know, you had people of all ages, and it was absolutely fantastic to see. And there was everybody just getting involved.
True. And then, but the whole thing was that it was actually just a great vibe before the baseball kicked off. And as you said, Americans do sports well.
So what did you think of baseball as your first entry into it?
I think I could totally get invested. And I think as an event held at Dubai International Stadium, which is where the cricket is usually on, it was so cool. And even driving, leaving and seeing it all lit up, they had fireworks. They had the UAE national anthem. They had the US national anthem. So it was kind of like they really created that moment of like history is being made. This is the first time. It's the beginning, by the way, because this is the All-Stars, and then the league will start with four teams.
Of course. To be fair, I've actually seen baseball before in America, and it was super fun. But I have to say, because I've never been to the cricket stadium, so it was my first time going. And I have to say, what a fab venue. Because also with baseball, with a lot of the stadiums, they're quite high up. So you actually don't necessarily see all the action. But when we were there, obviously you're very much like on the diamond. So you can actually really experience the atmosphere. You can see everything. And I just thought it was so cool. And I actually personally really liked the fact that they had all the bands, and they were like having a band off.
Yeah, they're Dubai drum corps or something, marching bands, and they never usually have that for baseball. That was also a first for Baseball United to make that happen.
So cool.
Here. And as you said, like they had people from Boston Red Sox?
Well, Yankees. They were part of the NBA, yeah.
They had the All-Stars in. So you were seeing some, you know, some quality baseball as well. So if you missed it, and if you want to take part, like they are going to have a proper league coming through for you. So I think I'm going to go for a rest after that.
I definitely feel that. Yeah, I feel like after this weekend, I think everybody just needs to have like, you know, a comic. But then again, you know, we're in Dubai. We've got national weekend next weekend. There is no rest. We continue.
And depending on if you're a school, public or private sector, all public sectors have effectively have a work from home day Friday and then Monday off. Private companies have Monday off. So we're looking forward to a long weekend to celebrate the 52nd national holiday of the UAE. Guys, that's where we're going to leave you on this Monday morning. Thank you so much, Amy Jones, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it.
That's goodbye from us. Have a fabulous day. We'll see you tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me. Thanks.